I am peace when I say it. I am peace when I say it. Truly, I am peace when I say it. I am peace when I say it. No matter what goes on in the world around me, no matter what the confusion goes on, what unhappiness goes on, what matter goes on around me, if I say I am peace, and I am peace when I say it, then I am peace when I say it. It's so easy to go around saying unpeaceful things. It's so easy to go around making judgments of other people and how they're living their lives and what they're doing in their world. But the most important thing is, what are you saying about your life? What are you saying about your world? This morning I said to Ellen, come on. And so we did the Om. And I looked at the clock and I saw the second hand, and it took exactly 10 seconds for us to do the entire Om. To say Om, 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 Om. All is in divine order. I like me. 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 I am peace. And when we say these things, it just takes a few seconds to say them. And we remember it all day long. We remember it all day long, whether we say it forwards or backwards or upwards or downwards, we are always being at peace because we're saying, I am peace. Do you have the ability in you to say, I am peace, when you do not appear to be peace? Do you have the ability in you to be peace, to live peace, to know peace as your beingness? Do you have the ability? Yes, we do. We all do. But do we want to? Now, I find it very interesting that when I make a statement, this is the policy that I have for myself, and then other people feel that that's not the policy I should have. They tell me, I shouldn't have an attitude like that. I shouldn't have an attitude this way or that way. And I say, but that's my nature. That's who I am. And they say, well, I don't like that. I say, okay, I'll change it. I'll change it, and then I'll not be concerned about any of those things. I'll not be setting my direction on the highest and best for myself, but I'll set it on somebody else's approval or someone else's attitude. And what kind of person is that going to make out of me? We watched Princess Di last night as she was living with this doctor, or wanting to live with the doctor, and the doctor was quite a famous brain surgeon and quite capable of his work. And he wanted to stay in that work. And she wanted him to be able to go away with her to some foreign place where neither one of them had to live by the code of her being a princess and him being a member of his family from Pakistan. And what happened? What happened was he wanted what he was doing so much that he could not say, I'll give it up and go and do what you say. And she wanted what she was doing so much, that her two sons and what have you, that she couldn't give it up and go away and just forget everything in the past. We never will forget our past. We never will forget the things that we've done up to this point in our life. And we shouldn't, because everything that we have done up to this point in our life, we should have a good attitude about it. No matter what mistakes we've made in the past, we should have a good attitude about it. We listened to JFK and some of the things that he did while in office. And as we listened to him, we thought to ourselves, why didn't he carry it through further? Why wasn't he more definite? Well, his heart said, carry it through further, But the law of the land, which he was attempting to uphold, said, no, not yet. You don't have authority to do that. You don't have the rights to do that. Well, many other presidents didn't have rights to do things either, and yet they went right forth and did it. And as they did it, sometimes it turned out good, sometimes it didn't turn out good. Most of the time, it didn't turn out good, because they themselves were not fully confident in what they were doing. The doctor that Princess Di was interested in was a young man, and he was a very talented man, very capable, and he did not want to leave his profession because he felt very good about it. He was saving lives, and that to him was the most important thing in the world, and he would not leave it for anything. And Princess Di was involving herself in saving lives around the world, saving lives around the UK, and doing all sorts of things that were beneficial for young people and old people, for people who had to live where there was landmines in the ground, and helping to disperse the landmines so they could till the soil once again. Yes? Who's right and who's wrong? Was Princess Di right for wanting to be saving people the way her thought had it? Or was the doctor right wanting to save people the way his thought had it? Or was the young man who owned this very gracious yacht, three, four stories high and long as an apartment house, was he right in hosting Diane and enjoying her company? Or was he wrong? He had no problem because he was doing what he wanted to do. The doctor had no problem as long as he was doing what he wanted to do. Diane had no problem as long as she was doing what she wanted to do. It's only whenever we let the judgment of other people come in to tell us how we should live our life, how we should talk, how we should act, how we should think, it's only when we allow that judgment to come in, then we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision, where are our values? What is it that is really important to us? What is it that is really important to us? Do you always have to be right? And as I was demonstrating that a couple of times recently, people took umbrage at it. They said, you're argumentative. And I thought, oh, I was just always being right like you, like others. No, you're argumentative. And so I decided, all right, I don't choose to be argumentative with anybody about anything unless we harmoniously share together. So perhaps from this day forward, rather than arguing with anybody about anything, I'll just do my own thing and be totally unaware of anyone doing anything which is inharmonious. And truly, that's how a master should be, unaware that anyone else in the world is being inharmonious with the master's point of view. Do you think you could live like that? Do you think that you could have that be your modus operandi in your world? Do you think you could be untouched? Princess Di was not able to be untouched because she was always hiding. She was always running away, doing things secretly. And when the press found out, then she was very upset and she felt that she was being impinged upon for her privacy. And Princess Di was not a private person. She was a public person. The doctor, rather, was more a private person because he was doing his own life, which dealt with his own world. But when you put a private person and a non-private person together, you have problems. So you have to realize that each has to live their life according to how they feel it is the highest and the best for them to live it. And you, rather than judge, you just say, all is in divine order. And so it is. And anyone else's opinion is of no account. The only opinion that is any account is your opinion about yourself, of being yourself and having fun. And are you ready for living that way always? I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.